Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church. Community Connection with K-Life coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and as we mentioned, Adam Miller in from K-Life this morning to talk with us, and K1 intern John Cohn spending a little bit of time with us this morning as well, switching over from some of the sports duties he had with Adam a little bit later, earlier this morning with Evan, but, talking about an organization that has been in and around the Bartlesville area for Adam Miller, I don't remember, 15 years or so, seems like?
Actually, it's 30 years this year. Yeah, 30 years.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. Celebrating a 30-year anniversary, and it's going to be we're having a banquet in February, and so we're excited to celebrate that 30-year monument year.
Well, I have no doubt that you have a lot of alums still in the community, but for an event like that, probably some of the first classes or two will make it back for that.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. We've contacted some past staff and a lot of alumni that have been through the ministry over the years, and just through social media and through people calling them or people who are in the area, and we're starting to kind of see some results from that. People are starting to, you know, RSVP and get back with us about coming, and so we're excited to celebrate. We want to make it a really fun celebration that they can just come back and see what's going on. We got a really neat thing going on this year.
Well, just geographically, the organization has kind of moved your meeting place around the community. You have several places that you call home, but what a great facility is still in the planning, in the works, across the street, basically, from Bartlesville High School.
Oh, man, what a great, like you said, a great facility, a great spot. I've worked for Caleb myself, and we worked where it was downtown, and, mm-hmm. and now moving it directly across the high school, kids literally walk over across the street for lunch, right after school for morning Bible studies we have there. And so it's a spot that it just God provided, and it was a really neat story how that happened, and God worked out the details, and it is a prime real estate that we have that's just in viewing area of the high school.
In my experience, I talk to basically, I mean, there's a lot in the middle too, but I talk to people either who know K-Life, know the story very well, had maybe family members that were involved, or just, you know there's an organization called K-Life, but really don't know what goes on there.
Right, you know? Yeah. It's funny, I've been here a while, and still people walk up to me and go, "Now, what is K-Life?"
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's a great.
What is this, Kellogg's Life? I mean, the whole thing. You know.
Yeah, it's a parachurch youth ministry, and it was born out of a camp in Southwest Missouri called Kanakuk, and mm-hmm. I think a handful of people around here know what Kanakuk is, and so they said, "We want this camp style of ministry year round," and these parents got together in St. Louis, and then from that it kind of born this ministry called K-Life, and it's a discipleship relational ministry where we have full-time paid staff that are meeting with kids at school, that are leading Bible studies, that are discipling kids. We have a weekly program that we do for high school kids, and a weekly program we do for middle school kids, and but it's in my opinion, it's a life changing ministry because in the Bible it talks about we're to the verse 2 Thessalonians 2:8 says not only are we to spend our lives with them but share the gospel as well, and I think that's huge because I think these staff are and small group leaders who are young adults are spending lives with these students and sharing the gospel, but then going to ball games, you know, taking them out to dinner, just spending time talking to them.
So. Yeah, in another community that I worked in too long ago to really talk about where and when, but you know, I know a church had a house. It was a block or maybe two blocks away from the high school, and but it was viewed by the community as a ministry of that particular church. And if you weren't a member of that church or a friend of that church somewhere along the line, then I think the perception was, you know, that's their church. I don't need to go. But this one being not necessarily affiliated with a particular church denomination or ministry per se, it works real well for you.
Correct. Yeah, it's a non-denominational community youth group. I mean, and the great thing is it's for everyone. I think they walk into schools and they would desire everyone and anyone to come in the doors and want as many people as they can, just so they can share the gospel and they can talk about Jesus and they can talk about God and their own lives and then just counsel them through the really hard times. And we see as staff and as board members, we see a lot of hardship that walk through the door, and just everyone has problems. And but the cool thing is these guys are guys and girls. There's two guys and two girls.
I tend to use the term as collectively, so, you know, yeah. A chairman is a chairman regardless of gender of the chairman, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And they're willing to be kind of whatever they need to be, you know, at any moment. And so they're very thoughtful and very intentional about how they do ministry, but also very available as well.
And I think because it is a professional, full-time staff dedicated to nothing but the K-Life ministry, you don't have, or you know, that necessarily have duties with XYZ church on Sunday morning or whatever.
Yeah,
unless they choose to.
Right. Yeah. The great thing about this is, so other ministries, you're on staff at parachurch ministries outside of the church. You tend to have to raise your own support. So so the blessing and the great thing that K-Life does is there's a board of directors that raises the support through the community.
And you now serve on that board as
Correct.
Opposed to...
I'm a board member, yeah. And so as a staff member, it is a huge blessing to get to work full-time, not have to worry about raising your support. Now, the problem on the other side is, as a board member, my one goal is to be a community representative of K-Life, and also to... We need to raise support, and that's part of the reason why I'm here. But also, like, it's a huge obligation as a board member, but it's a huge blessing as well. It's something that we love to do, because it blesses those staff who can then disciple those kids and not worry about. I've talked to a staff member from another ministry who has to raise their own support, and probably 50% of their time is raising support. 50% of their time is caught up with kids. And
yeah, so, I'm sorry. The lights still have to be turned on. Somebody has to pay that bill
absolutely,
somehow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so some of the neat opportunities we have, like I said, we have a banquet coming up in February. As a board member, we would love, and the ideal would be that every kid that walks through the door, their family is supporting the ministry monetarily, but also through prayer and through giving of a house or giving of rides and so it's more than just, hey, please give us your money. It's please be a part of this. We desire your involvement. Yeah. And then outside the community, the grandparents and friends of friends and people who know about the ministry through alumni or people who just desire that the gospel be spread, and what a neat opportunity.
I think any nonprofit, regardless of that particular mission, has three T's that they ask of their supporters: your time, your treasure, or your talents. And it applies so much well for K-Life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's something we've been kind of harping through our board meetings: is how do we make sure this message is spread constantly of time, treasure, or talent, whatever that is. We desire, if you have it and you're available to give it, we would love to have it. Right.
So. Yeah.
The neat thing that we've done this year that's never been done in K-Life throughout there's 30 some odd chapters. I think there's 32 chapters, and I
won't hold you to it. It's fine.
Yeah, thanks. Around the nation, and the only one that I know of that's raised this the type of money that we've raised, there isn't one out there. We've raised about $2.5 million to date. We're still looking. We're in this. In this, what's the word I'm looking for? We're in a fundraising program. Where
I would call it a capital campaign because you have a building to raise too. So I mean,
absolutely. And the goal was to raise $5,000 more, and to get to our goal to reach this grant that is a matching grant, mm-hmm. from the Maybe Challenge. And so, the deadline is April 11th. We have to raise that money in order to get that match, and it takes the community, and it takes a bunch of different foundations that have given to us, the Lyon Foundation, the Parsons Foundation, the Richardson Foundation, the Vision Advancement Foundation have all given gifts, but also the families of the kids that walk through the door, and the community members of the kid of the community members who are supporting the ministry. Have blessed us and challenged us as a board to go, how do we use this correctly? How do we make sure that this money is being used to glorify God, to further His kingdom through this ministry? And it's been a huge blessing.
And that's the basic goal of what you and I are talking about this morning. You do have that event coming up next month. And I've had John Cohn sitting over at the other microphone, our intern, but certainly someone who has come through the program. And I'll touch with John here in just a moment right after this from First Baptist Church.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing our time again, Adam and John talking about K-Life. And let Adam take a short break here. John, when did you start with the K-Life program? When were you first introduced to what goes on?
I was introduced when I was young because pretty much every single one of my family members was in K-Life or in Kanakuk. So, like, I had an older brother who would be in K-Life, and I'd be like, oh, man, I want to go do like that, but I'd be too young, and I'd be like, oh, I can't do it. So pretty much whenever I could walk or talk, I've been with K-Life because my parents were leaders, and then my brother was through it, and my sister was through it, and now I'm through it. So pretty much.
So maybe you weren't the typical student coming through because you were immersed from childhood, but where others maybe didn't grow up in the church per se, didn't have it the gospel being talked about at home, and so we're introducing things from beginning there.
Yeah, I've been really lucky to have a family who loves Jesus and has taught me from a very young age the importance of Jesus. My parents are great role models. My older brother and my older sister are great role models. And I've also had great role models outside of my family, like Adam, who I've been able to go to lunch with, go to breakfast with, maybe some of my K-Life leaders. And then this past year, I've been able to take those and then disciple some younger guys from Central. So it's been really fun.
Yeah, kind of a see one, do one, teach one sort of thing.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference, and I don't know that that's necessarily the model, but it sure works for you.
Well, you know, I think the goal would be, you know, we're going to, that's exactly right. Hopefully those staff are discipling kids, so they disciple other kids, and it's a multiplication thing that down the road they saw the value in it, and they wanted to teach someone when they get to college, and they wanted to be involved in a ministry on campus or even outside of campus when they grow up and get out of college.
Is it a fair statement to say that everything kind of starts just as being a friend?
Yeah, you know what? When that staff or when small group leaders walk in, like John was saying, he's a small group leader. When he walks into a school lunch, it is the most intimidating thing I can tell you firsthand. To walk into a middle school lunch, it seems very odd, but to walk in and they are staring at you going, what are you doing here? But you know, you notice them for as a person that's wearing a certain shirt, and you start to kick up a conversation, and it becomes, I'm here to just, you know, get to know you.
But whether he's not wearing a K-Life shirt today is some other university. But rather than alienate half the leaders, I won't say which one it is. When you walk in the school, they just know.
Yeah. There's a buzz in the lunchroom, as John will attest to, and there, you know, K-Life's here, K-Life's here, K-Life's here, and you know, some people will run up and jump on girls, mostly the girls. Well, that sounds weird.
We're not going there.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot of fun to walk in when you have that team and you see those people walk in and they're for you. Like you said, a friend is a huge start, and those kids know it. And those kids, you know, they know that those people will be there consistently, and they're going to be their friend. They're going to be willing to hang out with them, willing to talk with them, willing to hear all about, you know, their science project or whatever it is.
Yeah. John, two questions for you. One easy, probably one not so much. What's the most fun part of K-Life for you?
Oh, man. K-Life, it's really fun because it's not just like a Bible study every week, like maybe a church will be, like a Bible study in a church. Like, it's more of like a hangout. And like I heard Jesse say, it's a with you ministry. So say I'll go to the K-Life house and we'll maybe play Xbox, like, and then we'll just talk, and then we'll maybe go play seizure ball, bell ball. It's just like, it's not only Bible study, but it's just like a friendship that you grow with your guys and your leaders. So it's really fun.
Okay, turn the coin over for me now. Not necessarily the most, because I don't know if there is a most, but, you know, what type of difficult situation has it presented for you?
Has K-Life, yeah, as a leader or as a...
Either way, personally, leadership, just in general, you know, with not a lot of time to think about it, you know, what's been a difficult situation for you?
Well, being known as a K-Life guy in the school, it brings, like, a lot of people are looking at you. You have to be, like, a light in the school, and you can't, like... If someone sees you doing something like, oh, maybe K-Life does.
You like, consciously know there's an expectation.
Yeah. That's probably one of the hardest things, is just being known as like a godly guy or a K-Life guy, because you have a reputation to uphold through the school.
That's a fair assessment, yeah. I think. Adam, just because I look at the clock here and I want to make sure that we emphasize the reason for this whole talk last 15 minutes or so has been, you got a fundraiser going on.
We do. We got a fundraiser, like I said, a capital campaign that we got to meet a deadline, and the deadline is April 11th. And so, here's the call is, if you've been impacted by it, or if you are being impacted by it when it comes to your student, your family member, aunt, uncle, something that's gone through it, or you know about it, or even if you don't know about it, man, we need your support. We need you, if you're willing, to support us through prayer, through donations, through just being available, you know. But April 11th, we have a deadline. We're raising support to finish up our capital campaign to celebrate this ministry, to really set this ministry up for the next 4, 5, 6 years with something really neat. We're trying to build a really neat foundation for the future through maybe housing and just through, you know, this presence. And so it's a really neat opportunity that we have. But we need the help of the community, and so if you are willing to donate, and if you would love to be a part of something like this, it is something that is worth it, because you'll see the reward immediately right away. You can go to our website, it's BartlesvilleKLife.com. You can donate there. You can go by the house. You can talk to the staff. It's right there, right off of Hillcrest, across from street from the high school, or you could. You could call the staff as well. Their phone numbers are online on their website. So,
and just out of curiosity, because as I look at your about income tax day deadline, you know, certain mm-hmm. people will want to take advantage of that tax advantage if they choose to
Absolutely.
Donate. Again, we're talking about actual cash donation in hand as far as the challenge, as opposed to pledged of so much money, right?
That is correct. Yeah. We again, like I said, we need about $500,000 left to finish out this campaign, and the maybe challenge will match at, and so it'll be $1 million after that, and so the goal will be to raise that by April 11th, and so it's going to be a lot of it's going to be stressful on our end, to be honest with you, but. But we're going to trust God and know that He's going to do it.
So. Well, the deadline will be met. I'm confident.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. You know, John, Adam, I appreciate the update and sharing a little bit about your personal life. Appreciate that too. And if you want to find out more, you're online.
Yes, BartlesvilleKLife.com.
So check that out as well. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. It's 5 till.
From the UNN, I'm Sean Carey. Two people taken to the hospital after a domestic dispute leads to.